Greater is He that is in you. By David Brant Berg. In the Bible, God simply says that He answers your prayers. Because if He had tried to explain prayers scientifically, people never would have understood. If He had said the sun doesn't really rise, but the earth is revolving on its axis, people wouldn't have understood. He answers your prayers. He translates those prayers. He amplifies their power and the desire of each prayer to influence the person you're praying for. You can have actual influence on people's lives for good through your prayers. We pray in the Spirit, and our prayers have more effect because we pray by the Spirit Himself, by His power. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. I was looking at the moon one night, and I was praising the Lord for how beautiful it was. It is His creation, and I was getting all these good vibes and thinking, the moon is shining so brightly. It's really reflecting the light of the sun, and I'm getting the message. It struck me that the sun could be compared to God, and the moon is mainly a reflection of the Lord. In fact, the moon could actually be a type of the church, as it reflects God's light to the world. The church reflects God's light over everyone on earth, like the moon reflects the light of the sun over the whole planet. The church gives the message to the world. God doesn't generally communicate directly with the world. Instead, He communicates with His children, and it's our job to communicate His message to the world to reflect that light to them, the light of the gospel. We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were beseeching you by us. We pray you on Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. How wonderful it is if you have faith and you're the Lord's child. You see the good and you feel the good, and you praise the Lord and are thankful. You're on His channel, filled with His Spirit, and receiving His vibes. If you're a child of God, and you have the Lord and His Holy Spirit in your heart, you can be in constant communication with Him and constantly experiencing His presence, all day long, and even at night in your sleep. His presence is overshadowing you, and you're receiving His communications. If you have received the Lord, then you're His child, and you don't have anything to fear or worry about. You know the Lord's protecting you. He keeps you. He hollows you round about and gives His angels charge over you. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Because thou hast made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Jesus said, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. In other words, God is saying, my power in you is greater than the devil's power in the world, much greater. So if we have the power of the Lord, we don't have to worry or fear, because we are protected by the power of the Holy Spirit, which is far greater than the power of the enemy. We are overshadowed, enveloped by His Spirit and His power. The Lord's protection is like a force field around us. If you're a child of God, you don't have to worry or fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. And perfect love casts out fear. If you keep your mind stayed on the Lord, you'll have perfect peace. You don't have to worry about the enemy or his power, because he can't touch us, because we have and love the Lord. Therefore, the Lord cautions us that we're not to fear. He constantly tells us not to fear, but to have faith. He says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Let not your heart be troubled." We don't understand the whole workings of the spiritual realm, and I don't care to talk too much about the dark side of the picture, because I think it tends to glorify the enemy too much, giving him too much credit. I don't like people saying the devil this and the devil that, and in a way exalting him and his power. The devil can't do a thing to God's children without authorization from the Lord. God takes care of you, and the devil can't harm a hair of your head without the Lord's permission. Thank you, Lord, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Perfect love casts out all fear, and greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We're safe in you, Jesus, because we're your children and you're in us. Thank you for your protection, care, and love, and your constant guidance and supply of every need. Thank you, Lord, that all good things come from you, and all things work together for good to them that love you. We can do all things through you, who strengthens us. Help us to claim these things, receive them, and be thankful for them. We rest in you, Lord, in your hands, and under your wings, in your secret place. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It's like your special force field is around us, like an aura, a special kind of glory that protects us. Praise you, Lord. We thank you for how you keep us and protect us.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.